At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The book is Reagan, His Life and Legend. Max Booth, the author. We continue the story with Ronald Reagan running for the presidency in 1976. Gerald Ford is in the White House, having ascended to the presidency at the resignation of Richard Nixon. And the challenge to Gerald Ford is in the primaries. Max tells the story extremely dramatically. The question is, at this point, Reagan was fine with the conservatives and looking to the center of the party. He came very close, Max. What was the opinion of the Reagan supporters at the time? Why he didn't overwhelm Gerald Ford? Was there a moment where he could have won it and didn't?
I mean, I think there were some moments when he could have won it and just, you know, fell short. And I think the key one was early on in the New Hampshire primary, where he came very close to winning, but lost by something like 1,000 votes. But it was, you know, it's always very hard to unseat a president of your own party in the primaries, right? It's never happened during the open primary period of the post-World War II era. And Reagan came, in fact, closer than anybody else to pulling off that feat, where even after the primaries were over by the beginning of the summer of 1976, it still wasn't clear who had won. And both the Ford and Reagan campaigns were politicking right up until the convention to secure the delegates. And Ford did manage to secure the delegates. But then Reagan won the heart of the convention of the Republican Party with this very graceful and moving speech he gave in defeat at the convention. And a lot of people left that convention thinking that they had nominated the wrong man.
In the years between 76, Gerald Ford loses the presidency to Governor Carter of Georgia. The years between, Ronald Reagan goes back to his first love. He's on the radio. Was he doing the Saturday morning, or was he doing daily at that time, 76 to 80?
I think it was a couple of days a week that he was doing, but it's interesting because he was offered a chance to be on TV, I think even on 60 Minutes, top-rated show, but he instead chose to sign a radio contract because he feared that if he was on TV, he would be overexposed, whereas, you know, he was somebody who believed in the power of radio, and so he did these short radio commentaries while Carter was in office.
And the Reagan decision in 1980 to run for the presidency. Again, I check in on Nancy Reagan because she's such a powerful figure and he trusts her so completely, his one good friend. Did she want to run for the White House?
Again, I think she would have been perfectly happy not to run. I think Reagan himself was the architect of his own presidential ambition. And, you know, he was certainly bucking the trend because, you know, a lot of people expected that after the 1976 primary loss, and he was, you know, 65 years old, people expected he would retire. But no, he came back at the ripe old age of 69 to seek the presidency.
We must mention the ranches. There have been a series of ranches. I don't have California in my head, so I don't know how far afield he's going. But you make the point, which makes me, again, hesitate about how complicated he is. He loved to get his hands dirty at the ranch. I remember lots of scenes of him cutting brush. I guess that's what he did for weekends. Is that where they would leave L.A. and go to brush cutting?
Yes. I mean, during his presidency, whenever he had, I mean, during weekends, they would normally go to Camp David. But when they had a slightly longer period of a week or so, he loved nothing better to go to his ranch outside of Santa Barbara. And it was fascinating because, you know, Reagan was a guy who had basically no friends. And I found the person who was probably his closest friend as president and somebody that nobody has ever heard of, a fellow named Dennis LeBlanc, who is a former California state policeman who protected Reagan when Reagan was governor. And then after Reagan left the governorship, Dennis LeBlanc and another former cop named Barney Barnett went to work with Reagan as basically his ranch hands at this ranch. And Reagan loved nothing better than to spend time with Dennis and Barney clearing brush, painting fences, doing ranch chores. Those were actually the people that he most loved to associate with in the entire world. It wasn't all these Alfred Bloomingdales and Walter Annenbergs and all these other magnates that he was often photographed with. It was these kind of down-to-earth blue-collar guys who had been California cops.
And was he cutting brush between 76 and 80 before the White House? Was he doing it at that
point? Oh, yes. No, absolutely. He was not only that, he was actually reconstructing his farmhouse. And it was a very primitive affair, and it still remained pretty rustic. But he did a lot of the reconstruction and expansion work himself.
The run for the presidency, John Sears and Bill Casey. Who are they, Max? What do we need to know about them?
Well, John Sears was Reagan's campaign manager in 1976 and then in the first part of the 1980 campaign. And he was kind of a political genius, but one who eventually grated on the Reagans because of his demands for total control. And so he started purging a lot of the Californians from the campaign. People like Mike Deaver and Ed Meese were very close to Reagan personally. And that really grated on Ronald and Nancy Reagan. And Reagan did not establish a close rapport with John Sears. And so on the day of the New Hampshire primary in 1980, which Reagan won, Reagan did something that he almost never did. He fired John Sears, and generally he hated to fire anybody, still traumatized by his father's unemployment in the 1930s, but he was fed up enough with John Sears to fire him and to run or to be campaign manager, campaign chairman. Nancy brought in Bill Casey, who was a guy who had very little experience in politics. He had been an OSS spy during World War II and then had been a pretty successful lawyer on Wall Street and Republican fundraiser. And she brought him in to oversee the campaign after the firing of John Sears.
And Bill Casey, he is the alleged October surprise. It's Casey. Is that it?
Yes. I mean, the October surprise was the name for this theory that the Reagan campaign reached out to Iran before the 1980 election to basically signal to the Iranians that they should not release the American hostages prior to the election, which would have boosted Jimmy Carter and might have won the presidency for him. And I found it's not ironclad evidence, but I found pretty strong evidence that this probably happened. And it wasn't anything that Ronald Reagan himself was aware of. The culprit was Bill Casey. He was this former OSS spy who had great devotion to various plots and conspiracies, and he was the one who was meeting with Iranian emissaries.
The campaign is very close that summer. The polls show no gap at all until we come to the September, October. The economy is in very sad shape. At the same time, there's a debate very late in October, I believe. Is there a moment where the gap opened up between them, or was that a surprise on Election Day, Max?
No, I think the gap opened up weeks before the election. I think the debate was certainly a turning point because, Reagan was such a polished television performer. He really wiped the floor with Jimmy Carter, and he had that one famous line in the debate, "There you go again." Which was really a knockout blow, even though what people forget is that Carter was right and Reagan was wrong, because the prelude to that remark was Carter accusing Reagan of having opposed Medicare, which was true. Reagan had opposed Medicare in the early 1960s. He had warned it was socialized medicine would lead to the end of freedom in America. But Reagan said, "There you go again," and claimed he hadn't really opposed Medicare, that he'd backed another bill that was just as good, even though it wasn't. The other bill would have only covered about 1% of seniors as opposed to all of them. And so on the facts, Carter was right, Reagan was wrong, but it didn't matter because it was such an effective rhetorical blow. And, he won the debate and won the election.
Max Booth, the author of Reagan, His Life and Legend. March 30th, 1981, when we come back. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityCairo.com. That's AbilityCairo.com.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.